All right, in session 8, we'll get back on track. So Pete will actually fix the big. Pete will actually fix the bug. And then we'll prove that it's fixed. And then we'll merge back our stuff from the release build back to our main branch so that the team in Montreal, in Ottawa, is actually able to continue forward with the bug fix in their code. And we're going to move on.
All right. I'm going to fix that bug now. I'm going to go in my machine, right there. So Pete wants to do bug testing.
Well, first thing first, you need to close everything. Yeah, and close everything. We'll create a new workspace for you there.
Yeah, right there. So workspaces. I'm going to close the solution. So source control workspaces. Add a new one.
Yeah, sounds good.
Like that?
Yep, sounds like a plan.
And I'm going to pick this one. Is that the right one?
That's the right one.
Okay, release.
Yeah, you can just pick release, actually.
Right there?
Yeah, right there.
All right. You're still in live meeting with me, right?
I am. Yeah, you need a local folder on your machine there.
All right. I'm going to put it right...
Maybe not workspace.
Yeah.
Put it under workspace, and then create a new folder called release there. Just put it in there.
All right. Sounds good. Am I on the right workspace?
Yep. No, you're going to have to open the team system. Yeah, go back to source control.
Yep.
And change it at the top there. No, at the top where it says workspace, just go down a little bit. Yeah, there. And pick the right one. There you go.
Okay, I'm going to go get latest.
Under release.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, get latest there.
So awesome. I got the latest version of the code back then.
Back then, that's right.
Okay. So let me start the application. And I'm pretty sure I know where this bug is, so I will just fix it right now with my notepad skills. Okay. See what I'm telling you about? I told you it was minus gross margin.
You think it's minus?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's minus gross margin until you're on the phone. That VP is all screwed up.
It's all messed up. All right, so we'll go with minus. I'm fine with that.
The gross margins are in there. They got to be removed.
They got to be removed. Yeah. I see. Okay.
See?
Yeah, me and financials. You know, that's why he plays golf and I work with TFS, right? Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, you're supposed to manage me. You're not Etienne. You are...
I am Etienne.
Steven.
No, I'm Etienne.
Oh, yeah, it's Etienne.
I am it. You're on the phone with me in live
meeting. Yeah, that's right. I was all mixed up.
You were a little mixed up, yeah. Your boss is probably on the links, too.
Oh, my God. All right. Let me see. In the...
Not in there.
It's in the customer.
It's in the model, actually. The view model.
The view model, I'm sorry. Oh, you know lots of stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so public interfaces, right there.
That's the one.
See, when it's selected, you show it. Let's see, that's not right. That's got to be like this. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Want me to try it?
Yeah, go ahead. Give it a go.
All right. Okay, so view all customers, and I'm selecting a customer, and see?
It's smaller now.
It's smaller now. I took out the gross margin.
Look at that.
I think he's going to be happy now.
Yeah, I think the VP is going to be happy.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I'm just curious. Did you create that bug in TFS?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah,
sorry.
Maybe you should do that.
I think I should.
So you just go under, did they show you how to do that?
Well, I read a bit about it. I think I got it right.
Okay.
Guide me through it.
All right, so I think you need to put a nice title there. Gross margin needs to be removed or something. Yeah, I like that too.
All right.
Okay, and you can assign it to yourself, you know, although, you know, put it to Vince because...
I'll put it to Vince.
Yeah. He everything's assigned to Vince.
Yeah,
so
everything's assigned to Vince. See how mature we are?
Yeah, that's new. That's okay.
Okay.
And then the steps to reproduce is just, you know, click on people and, you know, leave it like that?
Oh, good. Yeah, like that.
All right.
So I've worked on it. I'm going to change it right now. All right, there, and all tasks. Now it's in sprint backlog. I didn't assign it to a sprint.
No, yeah, you left it in the backlog. Go down, take this one. Yep, that should be in there.
Yep, remove gross margin. Good.
So assign it to an iteration. Put it back to sprint one there.
Yep, right there.
Sounds good.
Good.
And all right, then,
and
move it up
it's
to,
approved.
Yeah, well, you fixed it. You almost fixed
well,
it.
Well, it's a bug, so.
Yeah, so maybe might as well do that, right?
Yeah.
And then go to, can you run some unit tests to make sure that it works?
Oh, yes, right. There's unit tests. Let me run all the unit tests in the solution.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you? All right, 15 unit tests. Wow, this guy's a machine.
He is.
Lots of unit tests.
Yeah, and you know, I think you did a good job, so we should be able to see if we got anything here.
Wait a second.
I think that your unit tests, you know, something's not right.
Let me see. Ah, yeah, of course I got to change the gross margin in there, too.
Yeah.
All right, just give me a sec. I'll use my notepad skills again. Oh, no, I won't. Oh, it was like last night. So.
4.85.
Yeah, right there. Jeez, you got to write code now.
Right.
And right there.
Yeah, things like that. You see load.
I think it's both sides. I did work last night.
So. There we go. But you feel better now?
I knew I had
somebody fixed it for you, and you knew where it was. It's just that you forgot.
Yep. Right, let's try this again.
So now that should work, because we want to make sure our build is okay, right? Because we don't want to have failing tests here.
If this is not working, then...
I think it'll work.
I think it will work, too.
All right. So you're ready to check in now?
Well, I guess. Everything's working. The code, the unit tests.
Yeah, but it's not really working. We got to prove that it's working.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to have to create a test case for that.
All right, but don't you want me to check in first?
Yeah, you should.
All right. Oh, well.
And we'll need to branch and all that, merge and all that good stuff, too, so.
You're the boss. Check in. Fixed. And should I assign it to the bug I found?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's going to be in the team queries product backlog. Nope. Just give me a second here.
Recently? Wait, it's sprint back.
Sorry. Inquiries, current sprint backlog. Remove gross margin. So, now.
Make sure you mark it as done.
It is done?
Yeah. Right. Well, not done, but ready to.
The step just before.
Yeah, committed or.
Right, committed, I think.
However.
It is. Sprint backlog right there. So. It has been coded. I confirm it's good. Mm-hmm. So now you got to prove it is good.
Right. Well, before we do that, we need to bring it back to the. Do we want to prove first, or yeah? Let's prove it first, and then we'll bring it back.
All right.
So Vince.
I'm there.
You're there. Okay. Yep. Excellent. So. So I need to work on the stuff that the guys in Montreal did.
What do you mean?
Oh, he supposedly fixed the bug.
What bug?
Yeah, I know. We need to create a test case to validate that it really is a bug. So we'll go back to our plan, and we'll add a new test here.
So you're telling me they got a bug in production?
Well, that's what they said. So we'll see. So I will actually pick the. What was it? Total sale list the selected customer. My list customer able to display. What is it? Type of person. My customer order track. I want to list my customer in order to track their sales. That looks like the one, right?
This is sort of it's
in there, right? Or display their total sales.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. I want the list of my customer to be able to group and display their total sales. That's the one. All right, so we'll add that requirement here.
So we're testing requirements again.
Yeah, again, we want to make sure that that's the requirement, so we're going to add a new test in here. And let's go back to our Excel, where we have all our test case that we worked on. So that was something I was thinking of testing, but you know, they beat me to it. The VP beat me to it.
Oh.
So that was test case number two here, which was make sure that all that stuff's okay. But actually, you know, I thought that it was a higher gross margin, but it's a smaller one. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to make sure that that's fine. Times smaller than the customer total sale value. Does that sound good to you?
Yep.
All right, so let me pick that. And we're going to, first, we're going to grab the title of it because that kind of makes sense here. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go here. We're going to grab all that stuff. And we're going to paste that in here. And open the application, verify the customer. Click on that, verify that it's smaller. All right, sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm going to add that to the proper iteration, make sure we're okay here. We're going to assign it to myself because I'm testing, and that should be good. So we're going to save this. And we are going to run that test plan.
Shouldn't you assign it to a builder or something?
You know what? I think you're right. I need to do that.
All right.
So I'm going to track, and I'm going to assign a builder.
Because we want to collect stuff, I think.
Right. So we're going to display this, and the latest is that, but see, now this is going to our branch, but they're working on another build type, uh-huh. Right? So we're going to modify our build type here, and we're going to pick a new build, right? A new build type, which is the release build that, mm-hmm. that we did for them.
So we're doing that all just in case we find another bug. So we've collected all the information to send it back to Pete.
Exactly. So now we have one build, which is the build. So we'll assign it here. All right, and then we'll go back to test, and we will
verify.
No, we'll run that, and then let's make sure we're on the right track here. Run test. So this is the one we want, and we want to make sure that we verify bugs. And is our bug in here somewhere?
No, but I think since we're not in the same. It's created by me.
Mm-hmm.
It was created by Vince, not you.
You're right. So we can, I think, there we go. So remove gross margin. I just put it custom. We can do different filters. But yeah, so it's committed. So I guess we can use that one. So we can't verify it because we never ran some test on it, right?
It's the first time.
So let's go ahead and run some tests. Make sure that it's actually running. And
Wait.
Yeah, let's get rid of this.
And also, you need to copy stuff.
Yeah, I need to do that.
All right.
That, this, grab all that.
So you're preparing your test machine just like you did last time.
Exactly. And I'll just make sure that I'm not blowing up
the build
like
this
last time.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, I tend to do that sometimes. All right, so we'll create an action recording. We're going to start the application. And we are going to say that it worked. We're going to say click view all customer. So all
hey,
of this,
wait. Where's my new feature?
It's not there. We're on a release build now.
Oh, okay.
All right,
went back in time.
Correct. So we'll look at that later. So view all customer looked like it worked. Click on Alfred Fernstenstein. All right. That looks like this guy here. So I clicked on this guy. All right. And then you say verify that the total is 1.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that's weird.
Did you take the right one?
Look like I took the right one. I did run the
build. It's a manual build.
It's a manual build. That's why. Right. So
good thing we've got an audience.
I hear whispers. I hear whispers. Maybe it's the Matrix that's talking to us.
Yeah, well, it's like, we're pretty tired, so.
Yeah, I think, let's go ahead and run a release build here. So this, first of all, let's stop the test because our machine
crazy
is
there recording
just not talking at us at all here. So let's do that. So we'll run a manual build.
See, I told you I should have left it as a continuous integration build. All right, so that should be done fairly quick. There we go. So now I am going to remove this. I am going to recopy the second one because that's the one that Pete fixed. Go back to client app here. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. And now we can go back to MTM, and we can go here, and yeah, I'm on the right one here.
Assign.
You sure you want me to assign? I think you want me to assign the right one here.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go and assign the build here. So assign to plan, and look at that, right away. There's no recommended test because we never ran any tests. But it said that we should test that bug here.
Which we will.
So verify bugs. There it is. That's the one we want to check. So let's go ahead and
run.
Run it right here or there. Run. Okay. Back to business. So we're going to create this, and we're going to start the application.
Take your time. I want to see everything.
So we're good here. List all customers. We're good here. Pick Alfred Frittenstein. And look at that.
See?
Awesome.
I know we had hired someone.
Yeah, skilled. When you pick the right one, it actually works. So they say verify that it's okay. It is. And then they say close the app. So we're going to close the app. And that's okay,
right,
too.
So he did fix it.
And that, see, that's just a regular manual test, right? So there's no data driven or anything. No. We just looked at it, and it looked like it's okay. So we can end that test. So we're good. So we verified it. So now if we need to repro this, we know that we can come back to this test and make sure that it's okay. So we're good. Let me close that bug here, first of all.
But let me ask you.
Yep.
What happened with my button? I knew it disappeared. You went back in time.
You're
but
absolutely
I don't want to
right.
lose something in there. I've worked a lot on that feature.
You're absolutely right. So let me first of all, mark that bug as done because we fixed it, right?
Okay, so I didn't lose anything, right?
No.
All right.
So let me talk to you about a new feature called merging, right?
Merging.
So I was explaining to Pete here what we have. So here's what we have, right? So let me just explain to you because you haven't seen it.
That's what you did.
But we have the main branch, and then we have the feature, which is your feature.
Yeah,
right there.
Right there.
And then we got the production where I created the branch for him to fix that bug. And now what we're going to do is we're going to bring that change set for the bug fix back into our branch.
Wow.
Called forward integration.
Wow.
Right? And then we'll have everything. It'll be all nice and beautiful.
And I can continue on working with
exactly.
features.
And then we'll have his bug and then
his bug fix
all right. and we'll keep going. That's so great. let me talk to you about that. So first of all, we'll go back to studio here. Close this. And then in here, there's a brand new feature that's called branch visualization. So let me show you that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound great. It is great. So okay. let me just show you the hierarchy. Check this out, right?
Okay.
So there's a link between this branch and this branch. And notice there's no arrow here. That means that it's bidirectional. So if I want, I can move stuff from this branch to this branch, and I can move from this branch to this branch, and that's fine.
Okay.
But the merge direction is really important, right? Because obviously you don't want to.
I don't want to put my butt in that release branch.
So, and we don't want to bring your feature up to release yet, right?
Yeah.
But we want to take his bug fix and bring it back to main, right?
Right.
So there's another feature with that, and I can show you some other really really neat stuff here. If I actually do a history on this, right, we'll see that this is the fix, which is a great comment here called fix.
Fixed.
Love that. And what you can do from here is you can right-click and you can track that change set, right? So if we look at that and we look at all the branch we have, we see that change set is in this branch,
okay.
right? But it's not in main.
Okay, 159 is the change set number, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the change set. It's there. And if we look at the graphic I was just showing you,
yeah,
you know, that's the actual the bug fix where it says bug fix change set. Right?
Okay.
So now, what I would like to do is bring that bug fix back into main, right?
Bring it.
So wouldn't it be great if I could just drag and drop that stuff?
Yeah, I see you coming.
Yeah, you see me coming? Oh, look, check it out. Isn't that great?
Yep.
So now I'm going from release, I'm going to main,
Next. It's taken that change set. Next. Go ahead and finish that.
Just a simple drag and drop.
Just a simple
Pick what you want, drag it where you want it.
Exactly. So what was changed was that stuff, right? So that stuff that we want here. So what I will do is so when I did the merge, there was no conflict, right? So when I did the merge, it just basically put everything there. If I had any conflict, I could resolve my conflict here, right?
But I'm pretty sure Pete didn't work on the same files that I do.
No. So it looks good here on my end. So merge back to main, right? And I'll pick a work item. Let's say I pick, sprint backlog here. So let's say we're going to assign it to the bug because that's the bug that we fixed. And we'll just check that in. So now, if I actually rerun this, we'll see that now the bug is in our branch.
But wait, it's not the same number.
Nope, because it's a new change set.
Okay.
Everything you do in version control is committed and has a change set. So you can follow it all over the place.
So you're not going to follow 159 everywhere it goes. It's going to change. It's going to...
Yeah, but we'll follow that change. If it changed number and we had more branches, we could see that.
Okay.
Right? So here's another view we could look at, right? We could look at it through a timeline. So if there was different time zones and all that, we could see that. Not time zones, but different days that we did our merge, we'd have that. I guess I'm getting tired too.
Yeah.
All right, so now we have that. Our fix is here. So let's look at your workspace to make sure that if you do a get latest, it brings that stuff in your working branch.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. So I'm going to minimize that. I'm going to bring back your machine, and I'll let you.
You did your merge. All right. I'm going to do a get latest, see if I got Pete's code in there. So this is my PC now?
It is.
All right. So on my workspace, is there something loaded in there? Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is just get latest right there. Source control. What I want is go to the main branch, change your workspace back to mine. I don't know who flipped it.
I don't know. I think somebody was working on it, but, you weren't there.
Oh, yeah. Get latest from main.
So grab that stuff.
I'm going to go here. I'm going to check if Pete's code is there.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I know where he put
his
fix.
So you want to run the thing and just basically look at Ernest Frenstein and make sure
that he's okay? Just don't look at the code. Just run the application.
Yeah. See if Ernst Frenstein stuff is there, and if your button's still there. If everything's there, topo
plaisir. That's nice diction.
Topo plaisir.
I didn't do play. That refreshes. Great. Give me a sec.
All right. So, let's see. Web service starting.
Web service Cassini has started. Yeah. So
that's a good sign. That's looks a good like sign. Your code, yeah.
View all customer. My button's there.
Yeah.
And
look at that.
Right. They're not the same. So everything's there. Everything's merged. My button's there. I didn't lose anything. So you still have a job.
All right. So in this session, we actually brought back all the stuff that was done in production back to our code branch. And we're ready to proceed to actually test the new feature that our good friend Vince added to the application, because we now have the bug from production and it's now in there. So we showed that. We showed the merging functions and all the new stuff that's in there. So do you have any questions?
I just have a question about the merge. So after you merge, does that trigger a build?
The main.
Yep.
At 3.
The last build was number 2 that I manually built, right? And when I merged and checked in,
the change set is 160.
So. 160 was our. Remember when I showed the graphic 159, 160? 160 was the one from main. So that's the build from that.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
What if the bug fix is in the same file that you're working on?
Aha. So right now there was no conflict, right? So I did show that there was no conflict. If there was, it would have told me there's a conflict. So let me talk to you about conflict a little bit. So if I'm in the same file, two of us worked on the same file, but at two different locations, it would have said, there's a conflict, those two files are different, but you have the choice to do an auto merge, you have the choice to see the merge client to see the difference. So I tell people, always try the auto merge first, and then people are like,
really? Right? So the auto merge is actually really good. Because the merger are done on the server, so there's intelligence back there, right? If you don't trust the merging, which a lot of people do, you click the second button which says, show me the actual problem. And it's going to show you the two different zones, and it's going to say there's no conflict. There's a conflict because the file numbers are different, but it's going to say there's no conflict for you to deal with. So it's going to give you the merged version. If you say, okay, accept that, it's going to give you the merged version in your workspace, which you still need to check in, right? Now, the second case is if you have a real conflict, so two files working at the same place. So you're going to see that in the conflict, the compare window, and then you can say, I want this one or I want that one. So as a librarian, which I the role of merging and all that is usually a librarian role, so that person needs to either confer with the developers to sit them over here, so which is the right one? I'm not really sure which one. I'm not going to pick one because it's that one or that one, right? So you have to confer with them to make sure that it's okay. So for example, Microsoft, when they merge Visual Studio, they work on a bunch of different streams. When they merge Visual Studio, sometimes there's a million files that conflict, right? So it takes 1 week to resolve the conflict of two branch merge, right? So it's very, very big. They have lots of code base, and it's really, really crazy big. So, but it works really well.